Well, Hamilton will open to a full house on the weekend after it was one of the first productions to get approval from New South Wales Health to stage 100% capacity performances. But many venues around the country are still required to have a far lower capacity. Now, promoters and venue owners are appealing to premiers to let all venues return to full capacity crowds and commit to keeping state borders open. Evelyn Richardson is Chief Executive of Live Performance Australia. Evelyn, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Good morning.
What's the situation at the moment? What capacity are most indoor venues currently allowed across the country?
Well, we set a goal last year of getting our theatres back to 100% by March this year, and we're sitting around 75% audience capacity indoors across the country right now. And as you said, we've got some shows such as Hamilton at 100% and Sydney Opera House and STC in New South Wales, and we've got 85% with Harry Potter, for example, in Melbourne. But Queensland is the only state right now that's moved to 100% across all its venues and lifted all of those restrictions. And so what we're saying at 75% for our industry, none of those shows are breaking even. So it's very important now as we start to fully try and reactivate our industry and as the economy's opening up to, for all the states which control venue capacities, to bring them all back online at 100%.
Well, I wanted to ask you about how the numbers work. Can these events make money if they're less than full capacity?
Generally not. I mean, you need to get to at least 85, 90%. That's where those margins are. I mean, we've spent a lot of time working with all governments last year. We prepared our COVID safe plans. We started bringing shows back at, you know, 50% capacity so that we could test those COVID plans, make sure that what we were doing was, you know, going to be safe for our audiences and our cast and crew, and also to give consumers confidence and give them that experience coming back. But it's not something we can sustain in the longer term. So we have done it up until now. But as we move through, you know, Q2 and Q3 and moving through to the second part of this year, we really need the venues to be coming back at 100% for those financial models to work.
And Evelyn, you're speaking to people who are involved in the industry in many different roles and levels across the country. How would you paint a picture of the health of the industry at the moment and the impact of workers in live performance?
Well, the impact of COVID has been huge. I mean, not just for our sector, but obviously for the entire economy. But for us, we were shut down a year ago, and I think the industry has proved to be, you know, pretty resilient. And we have worked with all governments, federal and state, to, you know, keep our companies alive and keep our workers going. But I mean, you know, we've had government support, particularly JobKeeper, which has been a lifesaver for our industry. But there have been sectors, obviously, across who weren't eligible for that. But for those that were, it's kept those companies going. But with that coming to an end, and, you know, we really need, as we're looking, we've got a gap in Q2 and Q3 as we prepare for full activation in Q4, particularly in our live music sector, that we've got to retain those skills and get those companies through so that we're able to, you know, fully reopen. Come October, we want our live music touring circuit, our concerts and our festivals to start coming back. So we're really focused right now on you know, how we achieve that. And one of the key things that's important for us is our venues, both indoor theatres. And the other thing I would say is that we really need to escalate what's happening in our outdoor arenas and stadiums. At the moment, we've got discrepancies between our sporting and cultural events, and we need to get the states and territories to align that so that, you know, as we get to October and we're trying to schedule now for our summer touring season, particularly bringing those international artists in and then touring our own local artists, that we know that we've got, when we put those tickets on sale, that we're selling to full houses. Because whether you are a theatre show in an inside venue or a concert or a festival outside, you know, you need to be at 100% to make those numbers work.
Evelyn, we've seen in the film industry that we're getting a lot of big hitters coming into Australia for film production, something that they really can't do easily anywhere else in the world. What's the global context at the moment? Are you getting a lot of contact from international artists who want to tour but can't do so safely in other parts of the world?
Well, we've already, on the theatre side of our business, been bringing creatives in for various shows, including Hamilton, the show that you're just talking about. But on the live music side, you know, we have got a lot of interest from international artists who do see Australia as a safe place to come down to. And we are talking with federal government who are very keen to work with us to, you know, put protocols in place where we can bring those, you know, those touring acts and crews in. I mean, obviously, we've done it already, as you say, for Screen. And it's been done for, you know, other sectors. And I think there should be, we think, and I think government, you know, sees this too, that there should be ways that we can do that. We have an opportunity in Australia to do this now. I mean, we're scheduling for October and talking with those artists right now, but we need to have the confidence that those protocols will be in place. And we also need to know we're a touring industry, so we're moving concert tours and theatre shows around. So, you know, it's very important, you know, that we keep our borders open. You know, this week will be the first time, you know, that we, since the 20th March last year, that all of the borders in Australia have been open. We've got to keep them open now so that we, when we bring those international acts in, those concert tours and you know, that the headliners we want for festivals and so on, that we can move them around the country without those shows being disrupted.
Very briefly, what's the message to the premiers?
Well, we're calling on all the states and territories to move all of our theatres and our outdoor venues to 100% capacity in the next, we hope, particularly indoor, in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And we need them at capacity for October for live music when we start out, launch our summer touring season, and we need them to keep the borders open.
Evelyn Richardson, Chief Executive of Live Performance Australia, thank you for joining us on RN Breakfast.
Thanks, Sally.
Evelyn Richardson talking about the campaign to keep the borders open and to increase capacity for indoor and outdoor venues for the arts industry.